I don't like your attitude.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hey.
Don't do that.
It's T.
And O.
T has... I have issues with L this evening.
We will hopefully have an update on the first episode of 2020.
Hashtag no dusty crusties in 2020.
This is the last episode of 2019.
Woo!
I think we'll cap this as season one.
Season one, done.
8 episodes. Technically, I think. Maybe 9.
Sure.
Still have to figure out how we're splitting the one with Superman. It's just going to be one long episode.
What, the morning after one?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or if it's going to be like bonus.
We'll get a bonus.
Okay.
Because that one,
There's no substance to that one.
We were just talking. There's 3 hungover friends.
Way hungover. You all will heal that. My face is starting to tighten up. I don't know about yours.
Y'all, we got face masks on. We so fancy.
We will show y'all on our Instagram page, but I have blackface, basically.
But is it wrong if you do it?
No, I don't think it's right if anybody does it, though.
But is it just a face mask? Like, it's not like you're, like, trying to be a character.
Yeah, no, it's a glitter charcoal face mask.
Girl, she tried to purify them pores for 2020.
My Secret Santa from work. She did a bomb-ass job.
Hey, Secret Santa.
She was awesome. I got a calligraphy set. I got some peacocks. I got some hot cocoa.
I didn't get shit.
And I got this mask. Yes, you did.
Oh, Elle got me a wonderful Capricorn candle because...
I love you, girl.
Yes, and we are the best sign and we close out the
year.
Okay,
that's not why I got it, but okay.
Bitch, don't act like you don't love me.
I love you long time.
Yeah.
Anywho, okay, all right, okay. How was your week?
Annoying, lots of feelings.
Oh, feelings. Like the corner of my mind.
It was annoying, I'm glad it's over.
Feelings.
Mm-hmm.
It's harder. What's her name in the week?
This week was feelings.
Okay.
Yep. Feelings that I don't like to have.
I was tired all week.
Y'all, L is working a 9-to-5, and she ain't did that since 1975, so sis is tired. She's not tired. She's tired.
I'm tired. Like, no, I had 2 parties.
300 Christmas parties.
Well, 4, including the one at my job. No, 5, because Monday we had one for the girls and their babies, and then... My youngest had an award ceremony in his classroom, and then he had a winter party the next day in his classroom.
So that's too many parties. These teachers ain't trying to teach shit.
And I'm the parent liaison, so I had to do all that's of the things. Fault. That is my fault. I blame my mother.
I'm telling you. That's why you
gotta... I had to top her. She set the bar. I had to go above it.
See?
I was like, oh, she was active? I'm going to be the parent liaison.
Yeah, not me. I'm just like, how much I got to contribute? How many dollars do I need to give you for the teacher's gift? Oh, 5? Here you go. Leave me alone.
Y'all, so the teacher, this is my second time with the teacher because obviously I have 2 sons. And this is my youngest going through her class.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that he would, like, thrive, so I was like, okay, I don't really have to worry about him. Other one, you know, he's having some issues in math, but when she asked...
First of all, that math is hard.
We'll get to that. When she asked for assistance in the classroom, I would see emails from, like, previous times from the parent liaison. I was like, oh, okay, I could do that. But I didn't realize how much work it actually took, so I went, again, above and beyond. Came up with a little newsletter that I made on Canva for the parents. They're like, oh... Yes, Miss L, like,
not Miss L.
Thank you for organizing this, and I'm thinking, like, I ain't do shit. Like, the teacher emails me, and I'm the person that has to send the email to the parents. So I, you know, had a little graphic and had some words and all of that. So my next newsletter is going to be the pictures from...
Is this, like, a monthly thing?
I wasn't doing monthly, no. I did one for fall. Well, I guess so. Well, quarterly, because I did one for fall.
This too much.
I did one for winter. I'm going to put the updates for, because they have a field trip coming up. So I'm going to put the updates for the field trip, when to turn into the...
Oh, shit, I'm tired.
But anyway, and then I had my job holiday party today. So it was a lot of parties. It was a lot of things. I fell asleep on the couch last night on my son.
Yeah, we live in two different lives. I ain't been to work since December 13th.
I'm jealous. I need that.
Y'all, my last day of work was whatever the December 13th. Is that a Friday? Whatever that last Friday.
Yeah, that was Friday the 13th. Yeah.
That was my last day of work in 2019. So I've just, you know, I've been getting up, going to the gym.
That's good.
Doing laundry.
That's all good things.
Bopping around.
You haven't been a complete lazy bum.
No, I mean, you know, trying to find my inner hustle spirit. You know, okay. I have accountability buddy.
I was supposed to be part of this accountability buddy thing, but I got kicked out.
Well, my accountability buddy ain't been keeping me accountable for the past 2 days. Superman, where you at?
You slacking, bro.
Yeah, you know. So my accountability buddy ain't shit right now.
He out with friends, hanging at home, watching movies. Where was our invite?
We get an invite. Yeah, Superman.
It's all good.
It's fine. We're not, our feelings aren't hurt. We're okay.
No, we're here with masks on, having a slumber party.
Yeah, you're not invited.
We just don't have onesies.
You have on a dress.
I have on T's house dress because I thought I packed mine, and clearly I did not. Mm-hmm. I thought I threw it in the bag.
Threw it in the bag.
It's not there. I was upset. This is a see-through, if I ever, everything.
You know, it's a little special situation dress.
Special situation. Okay, girl.
You know, I want to give you a little treat.
Okay. My visual face treat. Is tight as fuck right now.
I was going to say something that's super inappropriate. I'm going to keep that comment to myself.
Why?
Nope.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to restrict myself.
Okay.
So. Lessons?
Yes. This episode is about lessons. Of 2019.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba.
And questions of 2020. So the questions are from the podcast Therapy for Black Girls, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford.
Ooh, yes.
Two last she names. Talks about 20 questions going into 2020. So we'll go over the questions after we talk about the lessons of 2019.
Okay.
Oh, you have notes?
I've been
writing that.
You know, she can be prepared sometimes.
All right. You better. Is it in a Google Doc?
No, it's just my iPhone notes. No, not in a Google Doc.
Okay. Well, you go first. I don't have anything. I'm going to go off the fly.
Okay. So, if you've been an avid listener, you know that in 2019... I separated and officially divorced my ex-husband. So mine have...
Woo! I know it wasn't on you. I know you didn't want it, but...
All these stipulations.
But in hindsight, it turned out to be a good thing for you.
It did. It's a blessing in disguise. Yes. So one of my main lessons was a man is not a need, but a want.
Girl.
Yes, because yes. I realized that I was very codependent on my ex, as like I needed him. Like I couldn't identify myself as an individual, so I needed him to know who I was. So
yes, beloved.
You
went real
Ayana. So in 2020 all 2019, that's kind of been what I've learned is that I'm cool and perfectly fine by myself. And that any man that comes into my life is just an added bonus, but I am good. I don't need you, but I want you here.
Ooh, say that again. I don't need you, but I want you here.
Which is actually better, because when I want you, then you really hold on to it. My second lesson is that being alone is fun. I have actually enjoyed my alone time. And I'm talking about separate from being with anybody, but also from my child. Because mm-hmm. as some of you may not know, when I was married, I didn't have a lot of free time just to my own self because I was either with my child or with both my child and my ex-husband. And because now we share custody, I get a whole week to myself, and I enjoy that week. I miss my child. I miss him. I'm always excited to have him back. But I really do enjoy my alone time, even if I don't do nothing. If I'm just sitting on the couch, mm-hmm. it feels so good. Bad times only last for a moment. Because I thought I was going to die. Like, when my ex was like, I want a divorce, in my head, I was thug life outwardly. But inside, I was like, mm-hmm. whatever. The other lesson, I did my best.
Yeah, you better.
Yep, I did my best.
What was you doing this list?
Just as I thought about things. I'm telling you, I'm very self-reflective.
I see.
My second to last lesson was failure is okay and it doesn't define me. Because my marriage was a failure, but it doesn't define me. I'm more than just a divorcee. And last but not least, going to the movies alone is the best.
It is.
So those are just some of my lessons from 2019. Yes. There's more, but like those are the standouts. Thanks, friend. Look at me growing. That I'm so mature. Awesome.
I'm so proud of you.
Thanks. I'm that an adult.
That is amazing.
I'm a big kid. Look what I can do.
Yo, the way my face.
I know it's real tight, but we're finishing this.
So tight.
It's real shiny.
It is. Is it glittery?
Shiny.
Am I glittery?
No, it's just shiny.
Damn, I'm mad that I did not write a list.
Girl, you got lessons.
besides pattern reading me for filth like almost every day. So lessons of 2019.
Are you about to cry?
No.
Oh.
No.
I was going to punch you.
Why do you always think I'm about to cry?
No, because you Cancer. You emotional and stuff.
How often do I cry in front of you, T?
Hardly, because you know better. You know exactly. I don't do well. I get awkward. I'm like, what do exactly. I do?
No, I've had to come to grips with a lot of things in my life. One regarding friendships.
Mm.
So, I don't like this person, but I stand true to this quote from Dr. Jamal Harris Bryant.
He's grown.
Friendship is based on availability, not longevity.
Mm.
And just
say that again. Friendship is based on what?
Friendship is based on availability, not longevity.
Mm.
And maybe for the past two and a half years, I've had to have some very, very reflective moments in my friendships. And as someone who a lot of people think I have a lot of friends, that has dwindled down. Too very, very few.
Yeah, you had a lot of them motherfuckers.
And for good reason, and I'm okay with that. Because now I'm very particular about who's in my space.
Mm-hmm.
That's literally and figuratively who's in my apartment. Like, I'm very particular who's around the boys. I'm just very particular. So that's a lesson. Told by me by Comeback Kid, but also in agreement because Pattern told me that too. I have a self-gratification issue that I am trying to combat.
Ooh, okay.
So
y'all be in deep.
Just in like, you know, I like for people to feel good. I like for the people that I love to feel good. I like when, you know, I can do something for someone and you know, it makes me feel good, but sometimes that can be a fault of mine. So learning to kind of not always feel like I have to get a reward from
for doing good. Mm-hmm. So just doing it genuinely, because
and it's usually genuinely, but it's like something I thrive off of. So not necessarily like, meaning I needing to thrive off of it.
Oh, okay.
So
interesting.
Yeah. And I think this comes from childhood. I have to debrief that in therapy. Other lessons.
These are deep. Like, shit.
Kind of like you, being alone is okay. And even more so, I'm enjoying my alone time. I've been, like, had a certain schedule with the boys. I've had a lot of alone time. But I think 2019 is probably what I've enjoyed it the most.
Why is that? What's different?
I'm kind of tapping into my interest. Like, you know, that's when I tap back into my interest in calligraphy. Or like,
I know what it is.
But
Because your relationships and your dynamic and your overall friend circle had an overhaul, I think before, you essentially had a lot of people that you could fill space with, like dead air with.
Right. Kind of like what Pattern said today about my identity being into my relationships, and that included my friendships.
Yeah.
My identity was not built into those this year. So I really had to.
And this was kind of going back to when you were first single, mm-hmm. and having to spend that time by mm-hmm. yourself, like truly by yourself. Yes.
So yeah, I'm enjoying my alone time. I'm enjoying my calligraphy time. I'm enjoying reading a book. I'm enjoying just being, having this little speakeasy obsession that I have right now, and like,
I love this obsession, by the way. This obsession, I can get behind.
You're here with
me. I'm here for it. How can I support you?
I'm trying to think of a last one.
I mean, you had some, these are some heavy ones.
Self-love is imperative for exponential growth.
Ooh.
So I'm in a self-love phase that is going to carry into 2020. Cuz I've been loving myself more.
Girl, you better love you. So. What you been doing to love yourself? Freaky.
No, not being freaky.
What you been doing with yourself?
Just enjoying me. Ooh. Me time. I can't with you.
Sorry.
Clearly.
I'm a fool.
So, yeah. Any hard lessons of 2020? I mean, 2019? We're going into 2020.
Ooh.
Can you pull us off? But it's still wet in certain areas.
So let it dry. I think a lesson I've learned it, but it's still something that I'm learning. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense. It's okay to let others do for you.
Say it up. Say it for the people in the back. For the people in the back.
It's okay to let others do for you.
Mm-hmm.
I am getting better.
No, I understand that. Because, yeah, I understand that.
I am getting better at receiving the things that people do or offer to do. Mm-hmm. But it takes...
Especially when they offer, like... Yeah.
It takes baby steps for me. I don't want to say I was raised by wolves, but because I was, I mean, I wasn't dragged up or drug up, but you know, it was. So I'm used to doing a lot of stuff on my own, depending on myself. And in this time, a lot of people have really stepped up and offered to do things for me, handle things for me, pay for things for me, and that is hard.
Financial blessing.
Yeah, that's hard. Like, I'll talk about that offline, but
okay.
Yes.
hard lesson. I think the self-gratification kind of hit me hard.
Yeah.
It did.
Oh.
So I thought I'm doing something good. Like, who doesn't want to feel good? Who doesn't want to have, you know, a friend that cares or a lover that cares? So it's just, yeah.
I think one hard lesson. Yeah, she's snoring. My dog is snoring.
Oh my word.
I think one really, really hard lesson that I'm still working on is it's okay to be vulnerable.
Yes, friend with that is my feelings. Yes.
It's okay to be vulnerable. And I don't necessarily, like, I'm going to, I may have to take the risk and be vulnerable before I'm ready to be, in order to move forward.
Yes.
In a situation with somebody.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm going to have to, it's got to be a give and take. And I think in some situations, I did do that. Like, I did that with Zodiac Bay.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't pan out the way I would have liked, mm-hmm. but it's fine. But I think that was a good, it was a hard lesson, but it was a good one. It was like one of those examples of like, you tried something and you hoped it would end well and it didn't, but you didn't die. So you can do it again.
Thank you for saying that, because I think another lesson for me in 2019 was I'm dope.
Dope, dope.
And it's okay to be my authentic self. I think Tattoo Guy was the first guy I was able to, like, kind of strip, like, everything was stripped away.
Yeah.
And it's okay to be that way. And he accepted that.
Yeah, you actually, that was a tough situation, but it's not while you were in it, but when we talked about it, because when he did come back around, that's very inspiring for someone like myself.
Wow.
Who wants to all? I want to be my authentic self, like right out the gate with anybody, but I just don't trust.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of a thing where, like, you didn't die, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you just have to put yourself out mm-hmm. there. Because at the end of the day, you can say in that situation you didn't do anything wrong. You didn't regret how you communicated or expressed yourself, and I think that's good. So, the next man that looks my way. And I look back.
Because you got to look back.
Yeah, I got to look back. I'm going to be authentic. He going to get all of this.
Be authentic. Be silly. Be goofy. Be sexy if you can.
I don't know how to be sexy.
If you can. Or not, he would accept that. He might think that's sexy. Like, that, I could be my nerdy self, my silly self, my deep self, my intellectual self. Like, I could be all of those things. And who give a fuck if he liked it or not? I'm just giving you me.
Yeah. I think my thing is because I'm so silly.
You are.
I'm so silly.
You are.
Then
whoever you meet.
But I just want somebody who can match my silly. We can just be silly together.
Yes.
And, you know, geek out on whatever we geek out on.
Yes.
Mm. Hey, boo. Hey, future boo. I'm thinking about you.
Mm. Are you rhyming now? You're so silly. So, now we're going to get into these questions. Okay. So, we're going to do not a spitfire type of thing. But if you don't listen to Therapy for Black Girls podcast, you should. All types of different topics on mental health, personal development, relationships, all of that. Dr. Bradford's dope. So, yeah. So, the questions. Number one, 20 questions for 2020. Okay. What kind of physical activity will you participate in on a regular basis? What's your plan for moving your body in 2020?
Oh, fucking.
Y'all can't didn't see T's face. I thought she was going to say something real serious. Like, I've been going to the gym, so I'm going to continue that in 2020.
Yeah, but I'm going to have a bae. Me and bae in 2020. Because y'all who don't know, I have not had sex in 2 months on purpose.
Okay.
Because I'm making a choice to not be intimate with anybody until I feel like we're actually going to build towards something.
Okay.
So in 2020, one physical activity that I plan to do, and God willing, with my silly bae, hey boo, is fucking. But in all seriousness, I have started back going to the gym. It's it is one of my goals to be consistent for at least 30 days and go, like, essentially Monday through Friday, or at least 5 days out the week. Mm-hmm. And so I want to continue to do that. Because actually, I like how I feel when I do work out. I feel accomplished. So that's my serious one. And then fucking is serious, too. So
fucking is definitely on my list. I'm not going to say I'm going to go to the gym because I don't think it's practical just for my schedule.
Yeah.
But I would like to do 30 minutes of something per day, which, whether that's like doing something at home, like yoga. I like turned on, I don't know if I told you this the other day, turned on YouTube with the boys and did like a kids yoga, and I actually did it with them, and it was fun. So can't walk around the reservoir because it's cold right now, but just 30 minutes of walking. I do take the stairs at work every day. Now I look at people, I do judge people now that don't take the stairs because the building's literally three levels.
Oh, don't judge your mother.
Three. And my office is on the second floor. So
maybe,
I don't know. But yeah. So I take the stairs every day. I can tell a difference because at first, my mega knees was not mega knees. They was like crutch knees. Needed some crutches. Knees was hurting, we're doing better. But yeah, and I used to stretch every morning, and like when I got out of bed before I went to bed, I would stretch, and I don't do that anymore. So I would like to start doing that again. Although I did look at getting a Peloton just because I like those things and they look like they're fun.
Okay.
How can you add healthier food options to your diet? Oh, we're peeling?
I'm starting to.
We're peeling, guys.
So one of the things that's on my list, is I'm taking a nutritional course.
Yes,
nutrition. And so the reason I'm taking it is because at one point, I'm not saying that this is not something that I still would like to accomplish, but I thought about becoming a nutritionalist because although I am not nutritionist, when I said nutritionalist, girls, like sad day, whatever that man said, nutritionist, sorry, y'all. But I'm taking the course because I just wanted to, for myself, like really understand how you should be utilizing food to burn fat, gain muscle, because that's something where like working out isn't necessarily a problem for me as far as like when I get in there knowing what to do, but I don't maintain a healthy diet as healthy as it could be, and that has been my problem with reaching my ultimate like weight and fitness goals. So I plan to use what I've learned from that course. I'm gonna go back to tracking my macros and
for keto.
Keto, yes and no, because I found, like, keto is great. I love keto, but with working out, I found that I do need to work on increasing, like, my carb intake slightly, because you do need carbs as a source of energy, but not too much, and so I just have to find out, like, the appropriate carbs for me.
Okay. Healthier eating options?
You've already started.
You've
already started.
I have.
So proud of you.
Fast food in quite some time.
Woo! Ooh, but y'all, I did have a Popeye's chicken sandwich. Finally.
Adam was not in support of that.
Sarah's fault.
Bad Sarah. Yeah, I haven't had fast food in quite some time, and I have noticed a difference. God, that feels good. We peeled our mask off, y'all.
I ripped off some eyebrow hair.
I don't want to go back fully vegan, but I would like to be vegan maybe like during the week and then, you know, whatever on the weekends or vice versa. But when I was vegan, the first 6 weeks I lost 30 pounds with no exercise. So I don't know. We'll see. What role is social media playing in your life? Is the amount of time you're spending on your phone proportionate to the rest of your life? So I've already kind of incorporated lessening my social media intake. So I don't know if Androids have this, but, you know, screen time for iPhone. I put my limit to 2 hours on Instagram. Which sucks
because when I send you shit, you're not laughing with me right away.
I'm sorry. And it has definitely helped to curbing my intake. Like, I'm not on Facebook and Instagram as much anymore, even with the business. Well, like, three businesses. I'm not on Facebook as much, and I actually like that better. I actually have to have a reason to go on there. I would say it has helped my anxiety a lot, because at one point I wasn't on Facebook at all. Like, I still had the app, but I just wasn't going on there because I felt like every time I went on, all I saw was death, and it was just really not cool. So I stopped, but I'm good now. I'm better now. So yeah, putting a time limit on my screen time has helped a lot. And I, even though I have a TV at home, I barely watch TV, except for Family Matters. What about your social media role? You're on social media a lot.
Judge your mother.
I'm not judging. I'm just stating facts. No judgment.
What's the question?
The question is, what role is social media playing in your life?
I mean, it's all consuming.
Is the amount of time you're spending on your phone proportionate to the rest of your life?
Look.
Can't have it all, huh?
Yeah, we look. Well, no, I do think when I'm working, I'm on it a lot less. I haven't been working.
Obviously.
Well, yeah. So when I'm at work, I'm not on it that much. So I'm not working. So it's all consuming at this point in time. Actually, though, because I have other tasks, I'm starting to lessen it. Like, I don't think I said, oh my God, I have barely been on social media. And like, I went on or whatever. I need to decrease it. It's just IG.
I'm serious.
Go. I did that.
Did you look at how much time you spend on each app?
Yeah, it's mostly IG. It's the only one I really go into.
Okay, so put a time limit on it.
I did. And then one day I cut the time limit because I only had 5 minutes left. And I was like, no.
You can hit remind me in 15 minutes or...
I turned it off.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
So I'm gonna work on that.
You're going to do better? Yeah. All right. What is your bedtime? Do you have a solid bedtime routine that signals to your brain that it's time to shut down for the day? Huh? I would like to have... I used to go to bed at 10:30. I would like to...
See, here's my thing about going to bed early. I feel like the minute I start, I am immediately giving in to being old. Because then your body becomes accustomed to that bedtime, and then you can't hang out any streets.
I mean, but 10:30 is a decent hour, especially during the week. During the week and you're working, 10:30 is a decent time.
So something that I discussed with my accountability buddy. I did say that when I went back to work, I wanted to work on getting up at 5 a.m. Because I'm also going to have classes starting back. So it's like, I'm going to need time, and then I'm going to want to work out, and then I'm a mom. Like, so I'm going to need, there's not enough hours in the day. Mm-hmm. And so I was thinking about getting up like an hour early just to have like my me time, like maybe to read and then, or to do homework, like whatever. But that would force me to have to go to bed early. And as a child, I struggled with going to bed early because I always felt like I was missing something. And as an adult, I feel like the minute I go to bed, it gets lit. And like, it's a whole party. And so I need to do better.
Yeah, I'm going to start going to bed at 10:30 again, which will suck for you because we are usually on FaceTime at like 11:30 midnight.
Who's going
to
put me to bed?
But I'm realizing that with this job, which has me like conked out, like, y'all, it's taking me everything in me to even stay up right now because I knew we had to record. We went out. We had something to eat. We had something to drink. We had conversation. And I was like, okay, I can do this.
Yeah, I told Elle, don't come over here being dry. Keep your dry ass over there.
So,
okay, I'm going to try in January.
Okay.
Not 10:30, 11 o'clock.
All right.
11 o'clock.
Let's run through these.
Okay.
Are there ways to deepen your friendships? Can you all work together to create a space where you can be more vulnerable with one another? Does it feel safe for you to be more transparent with them? Can you share how you really think and feel without feeling judged?
Oh, we just talked about this week.
We did.
We could spoon more.
Spooning your friends is imperative.
These are jokes. I think we had a good moment. Basically, I shared something with Elle, and we basically agreed on the same sentiment towards each other, that essentially we feel like the other can come off a little harsh in their truth, which we want the truth,
yes,
but we don't want it as harsh. And sometimes we hurt the other one's feelings because I was keeping secrets from Elle and she did not like it.
Yes. And so, I'm only harsh when you keep secrets.
Well, no, you're not. You're not. And the thing that Elle has said about me is like, oh, Elle or T, God damn it. Oh, T, you're so squishy inside, which I am. Like, I have a hard exterior, but I'm just a fucking marshmallow
who
wants to be squeezed.
I'll squeeze you. Let's see. The thing about my friends.
Or just me.
Of course. I feel like I can say what I feel without feeling judged towards people. But then I think, like most people, there are certain things you share with certain friends.
You need to share everything with me.
I'm not talking about you.
I just want to put it out there.
Oh my gosh.
Just make
sure. Yeah, there's certain things that you can share with certain friends. And that's not a bad thing. It's not like you're keeping secrets. It's more so like, kind of like, I'm trying to think, not like the rules, but like, you know, just dang, what am I going to have to deal with telling, if I tell this person, I know how they're going to react. And, you know, it's just like, even if I know I'm not going to get a positive response from T, I'd rather hear it from T than somebody else.
Than Shaniqua.
Right.
Yeah.
So, hey, that's that. I don't have a friend named Shaniqua, by the way.
I know.
How do you want to grow spiritually? What do you want your spiritual life to look like in 2020?
Oh, yes, God. So something that's been on my forever list is finding a church home. You know, with the divorce, the ex got to keep the church home.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Well, sorry. Well,
it's
messed up. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Church homes are hard to come by.
They are. And I'm very, very, because I'm not somebody who grew up going to church, I came to actually want to go to church as an adult. So that's a very important relationship and connection for me. Mm-hmm. And it's not something that I take lightly. And I don't know. I'm still hurt by that. And that's why I haven't put in the effort to finding a church home. But it is something that I want to do, but I just think I'm not ready. For me, though, I am working on praying nightly. I do that. I've been consistent with that. But I also want to do some, like, journaling.
Yes.
And I got away from that because the Bible app has, like, plans and stuff, and I would read the plans and then I would incorporate what that lesson into my journaling, and I've gotten away from that, so I want to get back to that.
Good job. Spiritually, I'm like, I was trying to figure out how to be this omnis at one point, and I think Christmas has like,
yeah, girl,
What?
You already know.
So yeah, meeting the author of the book that I'm currently reading last week, Danny McLean, We Live for the We, The Political Power of Black Motherhood. She has a chapter on spirit that we talked about amongst the mamas. And one person said, you know, I've always like teetered between like Christianity and, but I practice Qigong and I'm a Yoruba priestess and I meditate. And I'm like, dang, like, okay, so you can do all those things. I think I always looked at religion and spirituality as a black white thing and not so much gray.
Just a you thing.
And I think that because I have such a zeal and love of philosophy and religion, period, I always have, it's been difficult for me to just stick to one as of late. Because I do like traditional African spirituality. I do like going to church sometimes. I do like meditation. I do like all of these things, these Eastern and Western and, you know, this conundrum of spirit. So I think trying to hone in on how to incorporate that into my daily life, whether that's, cause you know, I pray with the boys, they say they're bedtime prayer, they say their food prayer, and they say higher power, but then like in their nighttime prayer they say Lord, they say God. So it's like trying to incorporate all of those things, but also being raised in the church, having a family that wants me to strictly go to church, mm-hmm. doesn't work for me either. But just trying to figure out how to marry them all together into a nice chili of
Chili, it's a good way of putting it. I think people are definitely too strict when it comes to religion and spirituality. Like, you just really, you have to make, it's something that is, it's very intimate and you have to make it your own. And however you choose to go about doing it, that's for you.
Sure.
And that's on period poo.
Period poo. How are you giving back and what ways are you pouring into someone else?
I don't think I'm pouring into anybody else.
A nonprofit, so that counts.
I don't. You know what? I'm not being that the baby mother I could be. I'm being good. That's
your way of giving.
That's my way of giving. Yes. I'm not cursing out or tagging that ass when I feel the need to. So that's my way of giving back.
Okay, we're gonna go quicker. How will you say no more next year?
No.
How will you be adding new boundaries or tightening them up?
Ghosting? I don't know.
Ghosting?
I think I have pretty good, decent boundaries.
I think so, too. I used to say yes to everything.
I ain't never do that.
I used to say yes to all the speaking engagements, which is why I was traveling for the past 2 years. I barely went anywhere this year. Two places. Amongst, I think, the four or five that I went last year.
Oh, well. Yeah, I'm just going to say no.
Can't say yes to all the things. Do you have a clear idea of what kind of things that are important to you and how easy it is to see this in the way that you
start
live.
Over that don't even sound like
it
English.
Doesn't
skip that one.
Do you have a clear idea of what kinds of things are important to you and how easy is it to see this in the okay we're gonna skip
yeah,
the question
that's not
what kinds of issues are really important to you? Are you intentional about crafting your life as much as possible to match these things? I think my work defines my life, and those intentionally crafting, like my job, I finally have my dream job.
Yay!
Finally,
girl, you act like you old. It's not like you 45.
But no, 15. Like, I'm not. But yeah, I thought. Some people are, like, in their 20s and in their dream careers.
Girl, like, two people.
So So yeah, that.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to have more fun? What is your idea of fun, and how can you do it more often?
Going back to how we're going to move more in 2020.
By fucking.
Me and my bae.
Hey, well, honey. I'm going to a calligraphy class in Philly next month. I'm really excited. And also, back to, like, previous years, like, the first year or two of me being single, I went to a lot of concerts. So I'm glad that in 2020, I already have purchased tickets for 2 concerts. One with you.
Yes.
Going to see Jill Scott. And then I'm going to see Snow. Alexa says Allegra. I don't know how you pronounce her name. Girl, I want to see her in April. So I'm excited.
This is how you're going to have more fun? Right?
Yeah.
So I'm excited because for my birthday, one of the activities is candle making, which I am so excited about. And then I want to get back into my secret old lady obsession of, I think it's cross stitch.
Oh.
Fuck you.
We like cross stitching.
My grandmother taught all of us, my 2 other cousins, how to, back in the day, we used to make, like, pillows, and we would, it's just is that what it's called? The one where you just do this, it's just the X?
They have a sale at AC Moore. I was looking at all those things.
I'm going to maybe take a trip
but
somewhere tomorrow.
You can't
tomorrow.
Say nothing about me and my calligraphy.
Yes,
shit.
The fuck
no,
I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
Cross stitching.
Is that what it's called? Is it cross stitching?
I think so. Embroidery type
embroidery?
Shit.
Yeah. Bitch, right. Don't say no when you get a pillow.
Fuck your pillow. You won't get a card with a wax seal. In which areas of your life do you need to be more present? Where do you need to slow down and make it count a little more?
Ooh. I think I need to be more present with my son.
I was going to say the same thing.
With my child. Which is very hard to do. Kev on stage. That video.
Oh, about raising kids
yes,
after work.
Kev on stage posted a video. And in the video, he was talking about a tweet that was reshared on Twitter that said, y'all really out here raising your kids after you work your 9-to-5. And that shit is hard because what you don't realize is you go to work, you deal with whatever you deal with, and then you still got to come home. And I think the thing that he said to me that was the most, like, eye-opening was he was like, every night kids still be like, oh, I got to go to bed. Like, it's a surprise. So I want to be more present with my child.
I'd say the same. I haven't been able to do as many fun activities because their dad has them on the weekends. So I don't get that weekend time fun. So I kind of miss that. So maybe like incorporating more arts and crafts in the home.
That's what I want to do because I'm, you know, we are all on this money saving situation. And so I want to, that's why when I was Christmas shopping, I was looking for things, but then I was like, ooh, that's messy. Yeah.
Well, I'm excited for Kwanzaa because I have to plan out the wall canard that we're going to do. I think that's going to be great. So I'm excited for that. Finances. What are your financial goals?
I'm not going to be debt free, but I would just like to breathe.
I'm not going to be completely debt free, but debt free minus student loan.
Yeah.
And car loan.
I want to get a handle on my credit card debt.
Cause it's not that much. It's really not that much, but it's going to happen. Are there expectations in any of your relationships that have gone unexpressed?
Bitch, you got something to say?
Damn.
I got something to say.
Yes, but I think it goes back to what I texted you one time, and I was like, everything's not warranted a response. So, yeah. But
you,
I'm good.
You do? Okay. I would say with my friendships, no. With that guy, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not important.
What's working at work? Take an honest assessment of how things are going at work and then plan accordingly. Is your job working?
Yes.
Okay. Why are you making that face?
Because.
Okay. I just got to my job, but it was very nice to know that in the first 2 weeks. Well, first of all, first day, had the white lady who was over the program, one of the top people over the program, kind of vent to me because she's retiring in 5 months. Yeah. But she seemed salty because the company was acquired by a larger company. And then the next day, there was like an argument between two coworkers in a meeting that I had to step out of. And then like a week later, my supervisor tells me that she's going to prep me for her position. So
she said, I'm out of here.
Currently, things are working for me at work. I don't have any problems. I'm able to use all of my skills. I'm very happy about that. I'm known to job hop, but I could see myself at this job for a while. And this is the first time I've felt that way about any job. So I'm excited for the new.
I'll just say it real quick. I think most things are working. I just think when I get back to work, I'll need to just reset expectations.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. What books are you planning to read next year?
That one, Let Love Have the Last Word by Common, and finally tackle Michelle Obama's book.
Okay.
And finish my Gabrielle Union book. God damn it.
Okay. I'm going to finish We Live for the We, The Political Power of Black Motherhood by Dani McLean. I don't have another book. I'm going to reread. I have certain books that I reread every year, whether it's like the whole book or like a couple chapters. And one of those books is The Spirit of Intimacy. Ooh. By Sambufu Somme. Because I just have like, I don't know. I will get to it on the last question, but yeah, I'm going to reread that book. Dark grim question. Have you taken care of your estate planning?
No.
Do you have your affairs in order in the event that something happens to you?
Y'all, no. Y'all are fucked. No.
You have life insurance?
Yeah.
Okay, but that's something.
But no.
Okay. All right. I have life insurance, but I don't have anything else.
I need to do that, but that's something someone's going to have to sit down and force me to do. I'm not even going to lie to you.
Okay. I just did something not so long ago about my car. I didn't know you could add, not a beneficiary, but like something like a beneficiary to your car.
I might actually sit down with my cousin and be like, okay. Like when she comes, I might sit down and have her look at all of my stuff and tell me what to do. Because at this point, like, I don't want to think about it. It's so depressing.
Absolutely.
And it gives me anxiety, and then I get depressed. So it's best if I stay away from that. And I'm just going to live forever.
Okay. How do you plan to play bigger and take up more space? Where in your life is there room for you to be more expansive, more expressive?
I'm pretty expressive in all areas of my life.
I'd like to take a piano class. I want to get back into piano. That was where I was more expressive.
When do you have time?
Exactly. I don't.
Actually, I want to take a sewing class.
I would do that with you. I asked for a sewing machine for Kwanzaa.
I want to take a sewing class, yeah.
That sounds like fun. I'd do that. Are there any updates or modifications you want to make to your style?
No, I'm fucking fabulous. Look at me.
I want to grow locks again, and I'm on the road to doing that.
I do want to... I have a goal with my natural hair as far as...
Oh, what's the goal?
I have a length that I want to get it to.
Are you going
to
wear it out?
If I can get it to that length and that level of like fullness, yes.
Okay. I have not seen T wear her natural hair. Wear your natural hair.
I wore it for that day.
That does not count.
What? I took a picture and everything.
I have not seen T wear her natural hair in a very long time.
But you've seen my hair.
That doesn't count.
Yes, it does.
You were on your way to get it done again.
No, that was the night that I blew dry.
I blew it out. Well, yeah, I would like to grow locks again. I'm letting my hair grow out a little bit more. That's the only... Oh, and I was doing something before where I would buy a new African print skirt every month because mm-hmm. At some point I want all of my wardrobe to be African print. So I want more options. So I need a blazer. I need a top. I have tons of skirts. I need midi skirts. I have a lot of long skirts and like 3 mini skirts. But I need a midi skirt and some blazers. So, yeah. Updating my wardrobe in that sense.
I would like to... Well, I've been really into just skincare and making sure I have like a set routine. But I have a goal of going a whole year with just wearing all black.
Okay, Steve Jobs.
I just really like all black. Makes me happy. Okay. And I do a really good job in the fall, but then I kind of lose it in the summertime.
Yeah, because it gets hot.
But I still want to... Like, I kind of want to have... I like a uniform, so I kind of want to have, like, a winter color and a summer color. So mm-hmm. black could be the winter color, but I don't know what the color for the summer would be because it's not going to be white.
What, off black?
Maybe. Mother of...
I want to see how this pans out.
Let's see.
Two last questions. How can you carve out some time daily for stillness?
I guess masturbation doesn't count.
No, it does not.
You can't, you're not still.
No, because you're not still, exactly.
I think that goes back to me making a point to get up at earlier so that I can have some alone time.
Stillness.
Or no, actually at night, it's like, can reading count?
I think it does.
So like, yeah, I'm making a point to read at night because I used to read a lot in high school because I didn't have a television in my room. I still don't have a television in my room, but I tend to just either go on my phone or fall asleep on the couch. So with my new bedtime, yep, all of these things.
I think it goes back to, like, spiritual and meditation. I would like to meditate more. Definitely the screen time and social media will help with that as well. Even with that, because I noticed I was, like, on my phone while driving. I don't do that much anymore. And just watching other people is just, like, really scary. I see how people get in accidents.
Yeah.
It's fucking scary. But anyway, yeah. I want to meditate. I want to learn how to meditate again. I used to be good at it. Not anymore. Last but not least.
Woo!
What will your word be for 2020? Is there any one thing in particular that you plan to have as your priority next year?
So, my word would be peace. And just quick little reason why. I feel like 2019, me and Elle discussed this question. I feel like 2019, I probably spent the first 4, maybe 5 months just constantly arguing because that was at the beginning of my separation and there was just whatever. There's a lot of drama associated with it. And I feel like this whole year I've been chasing peace. Like people, you know, have come to me with stories regarding my ex, me and him have had our ups and our downs, and I just want to be in 2020. I want to be at peace with my relationship with him, peace within myself, peace with others, peace at work. But that also encompasses like love and happiness, just peace with all in all of those areas. Boom. Okay.
My word for 2020 would be love. And that's love of self, love of family, and seeking love.
Yes. We're going to get some
pattern.
Love.
I even said this, I think, on a previous episode or maybe just out loud in conversation. Like, somebody's going to find me in 2020.
You did.
And I've wholeheartedly feel that.
And it ain't none of these niggas that we have talked about previously. Just know that.
Noted. Even if they put the effort in?
Nope.
Okay. So yeah, love of self first. I'm definitely focusing more on that and what that means for me. I want a better bond with my family, like just not being near my family as much.
A better bond?
And I,
A better one? Y'all pretty tight.
No, like I'm talking about my cousins.
Oh.
Like I used to have a weekly call with my cousins. We don't do that anymore. But that was like when I first moved. So then 15 years ago?
Okay.
So when I talk to my favorite cousin, like I'll call her sometimes and she'll have her kids and, you know, her husband, and she like, you know, oh, I miss talking to you. And I was like, yeah, you know, I know we got lives and all that stuff. So I just miss talking to my cousins more often. It seems like we only talk when there's a death. So just talking to them more and having them come down here, because I will always go home, but no one will come to visit. So, yeah, love of self, love of family, and finding love, or love finding.
I feel like we should have two words. Peace and love.
I think peace encompasses love.
Fine, but I just want to say it because I want some love. Somebody, I need somebody. Somebody gonna love me.
I love you.
A man.
I'm not good enough for you.
You don't have a penis. You're great.
She was a man enough for me.
I want a man to love me so I can also love him. And we can just be loving each other.
All right.
Geeking out.
Okay. Love.
Mm-hmm.
Well, y'all, think about the questions. Think about your hard lessons or just overall lessons of 2019. And, you know, answer those questions for yourself. We'll link them in the show notes so where you can find the questions. And just, you know, it could be a journal prompt. It could just be conversation topic. So, yeah.
We want to
thank y'all for rolling and riding with us these past 8 episodes.
Woo!
In 2019. We've been talking about doing this podcast for a while, and we just said, you know what, we're just going to do it.
Just go ahead and do it.
So yeah, we're happy that so many of you are so receptive, and
I'm really a lot of positive feedback.
Laugh with us. Laugh at us.
At us, yeah. Y'all do realize this is our life. These are our lives.
So we really appreciate y'all. Of course, send your feedback. We're going to come up with some new for 2020.
Yep, we're planning.
And you'll see us in, like, the second week of January.
Yeah.
So we hope give y'all a little breaky break.
A blessed and happy new year.
Yes. 2020. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. That's it.
Happy, happy.
Happy, happy. Joy. All right, y'all. Follow us on Instagram, Booked and Busy 19.
Please.
Leave us an anonymous voice message or send us a DM. Listen to
slide
us
up in iTunes, DMs.
Spotify, Anchor.
Where we at again?
Spotify.
Where?
iTunes.
Where else?
Anchor.
One more time?
Spotify.
Uh-huh.
iTunes.
Yep.
Anchor.
All them places.
We're about to be on SoundCloud too.
Woo! So
hit us up.
Yay.
Bye.
Your lesson for 2019 should also be no motherfucking take backs.
That was my
that came back around in 2019 did come correct.
Right,
Yes, that was probably one of your biggest lessons. Because I remember you saying, when it came to Nigerian Bay, I ain't doing no take backs. He come back, nigga still ain't right. Come back kid part two or whatever. He that nigga fucked up in the worst way. Here he come, fucking up again. Tattoo guy, he fucked up in the worst possible way. He still ain't acting right. Fuck all of them. Shit. That's your lesson. In 2020,
Ain't no take backs.
I
can't.
Ain't no take backs.
And I had a hard body rule on not doing
take backs. You had that rule for a reason. Because I always say this.
if not, I mean, I'm not saying that some people you can't give second chances. However, if you decide to do that, because clearly I gave second chances in my marriage, you have to really consider, like, why? Why did this end? Why did they leave? Why did you leave? Whatever. Why did it end? And reflect on, have they actually learned from that lesson? Have they changed? And that, for me, I'm not saying I would never take a guy back, but if I feel like you haven't learned from your lesson, and I don't see that, I don't see at this moment in time that you've made substantial changes, no, you go ahead. Holler at me when I can see some substantial changes.
Yes, ma'am.
That's your lesson.